The speculation about where Governor Jan Brewer has been stemmed from her office's tight guard of that information. For days, various media outlets asked where she is, and the answer was that she's on an undisclosed official business trip. The primary reason for keeping the governor's plans under wraps was security, says Matthew Benson, Brewer's spokesman. The secrecy was unusual, he says, because the governor's office typically wants Arizonans to know what she's doing on their behalf.
This is a different kind of trip. Anytime you're flying into an active war zone like Afghanistan, the Department of Defense puts strict guidelines and restrictions upon that information. And that's for the safety of those elected officials as well as the service members that are participating in that operation.
Benson says the government doesn't want to take a chance or give anyone a target who may wish to do harm to the elected officials or the service members they are visiting. Brewer traveled to Washington, D.C. Monday. She took a tour of Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and met with injured Arizona soldiers being treated there, he said. After that, she left the country with officials from the Department of Defense, first stopping to see troops in Kuwait.
She was in Afghanistan beginning on Wednesday, meeting with Arizona service members and commanders and touring some different bases and getting a feel really for what a number of our troops have been up to there in Afghanistan. And as part of this trip, she also met with service members stationed in Kuwait.
Benson, Brewer's spokesman, says this was her first trip to an active war base, and the governor tried to get a feel for what the country's involvement has been in Afghanistan since the war there began 12 years ago.
We have a large number of National Guardsmen and women participating in Afghanistan. So this was her first chance to go and see them face to face and really talk to them about her support for their operation and their mission and the fact that the people of Arizona stand with them and pray for their safe return to our country.
Benson says he's talked to Brewer since she left Arizona to go overseas, and she reflected on the fact that she was only visiting troops for a few days, but they are away for months at a time.
Going there and seeing with her own eyes what's happening in Afghanistan and the diligence and the bravery that's shown by our men and women in uniform, it's just taken it to a new level for her. She is so thrilled with the work that they're doing.
The state paid for Brewer's plane ticket to and from Washington, D.C., though Benson says he doesn't know how much that cost. The Department of Defense paid for the rest of the trip, he says. Brewer traveled with Missouri Governor Jay Nixon, and Benson says the Department of Defense wants officials to see what their troops are doing.
It's valuable to them and important to them to be able to show elected officials and governors, who, after all, are the commander-in-chief of their National Guard in each of their respective states. So it's important to be able to show them the work that their service members are doing overseas and really to give them that up-close view.
Brewer left Afghanistan this morning, and after layovers in Germany and Washington, D.C., she is expected to return to Arizona Saturday. In her absence, Secretary of State Ken Bennett has been serving as the state's top executive branch official. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.